Hello! Welcome to the Economic Week in Review for February 5th through 9th, 2007. I'm Jonathan Andrew Walter, and you're visiting JawSpeak.com. Looking back last week, it was a light week, although we did have a little bit of a pullback on Friday, a dive of 0.7% of the S&P 500. It's about 10 points. Maybe it was profit-taking, maybe it was the start of a long-overdue correction. We don't know. But we do have some economic data that we do know about, and let's take a look at that. There was a limited amount of economic reports this week, but generally it presented positive news. Productivity in non-farm-related businesses grew at a faster-than-anticipated pace, and consumers' credit card spending deaccelerated in December. Meanwhile, if we looked at the services sector, we'd see mixed signs of growth. For the week, the S&P 500 declined 0.7% to 1,438. And the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 4 basis points to 4.78%. We saw unit labor costs down and non-farm productivity up. This was anticipated. Non-farm productivity bounced back in the fourth quarter of 06. There was a small decline in the third quarter, you'll recall. If we looked at productivity, it grew at an annualized rate of 3% in the final 3 months of the year of 2006. For 2006 overall, we had a 2.1% growth in productivity, and that was the slowest since a 1.6 gain way back in 1997. Real hourly compensation rose 7.1% in Q4, while hours worked increased 1.2%. A key barometer of inflation and profit pressures is the measure of unit labor costs. That rose at an annualized 1.7% in the fourth quarter, and that was slightly below expectations. Overall, we saw a slowdown in labor costs in the fourth quarter, but for the year, they were up 3.2% in all of 2006. Unit labor costs rose 3.2% in all of 06, and that was the biggest increase since 2000 when we saw 4.2%. Consumer credit increase was smaller than we expected. U.S. consumer credit rose $6 billion in December. This represents an annualized growth rate of 3% even. This was below analysts' expectations of a $7 billion increase. Revolving debt, those are things like credit cards, increased the annualized 0.8%. The slowest growth, 0.8%, was the slowest growth since March of 06. Non-revolving debt, this is mainly made up of auto loans, rose at annualized 4.3% in December, and mostly that was due to the improvement we saw in vehicle sales. Year over year, the growth in total credit outstanding was 4.6% up. The ISM released the non-manufacturing index, and we see from that index the services sector picked up some steam in January. It rose quite a bit to 59.0 in January. You'll recall in December it was 56.7, and the ISM index indices measure expansion or contracting in the manufacturing and the non-manufacturing sectors. Any number that's above 50 indicates expansion, so 59 is quite a bit over 50. This reading, which was the highest since May, marked the 46th consecutive month in which the index was above the expansionary 50 level. This report contrasted sharply with last week's ISM, which showed a slowdown that dropped just below 50. You can listen to that on the last week's podcast. Growth among service-oriented businesses was strongest in utilities, transportation, professional services, and finance. Entertainment, hospitality, management services, and education were laggards. Despite the overall positive tenor of the report, some forward-looking indicators, including the new order index and the employment index, pointed to slower growth in the coming months. The first time unemployment claims rose, the number of individuals filing initial claims for state unemployment insurance rose slightly to 311,000 in the most recent week. This figure's in line with expectations, and the claims trend was about the same since the beginning of 07. The four-week moving average grew to 308,000 and some change. That's a more reliable measure. Looking ahead, we have an economic week with a whole bunch of economic news. It should be a lot more lively than this last week, including figures for the international trade deficit on Tuesday, retail sales and business inventories on Wednesday. Thursday has industrial production and new residential construction and producer prices come out on Friday. CPI data comes out a few weeks from now, February 21st. That's going to be crucial to look and see what the market, to see what the market sentiment does in response to those CPI numbers. Really need to keep an eye out on inflation still. And if that number is much more than 0.3%, according to Briefing.com's weekly wrap-up, which I linked here, if that's above 0.3%, we're going to see a bit of a downturn in sentiment, because inflation still is a concerning. It's a concern. Overall, we had pretty good earnings reports coming out last week. Cisco, a few other companies reported, Computer Science, Cigna, News Corp, Disney, Marriott. They all had good numbers. No one really missed anything of broad significance. Q4 earnings are behind us now. We got to look ahead and see what this slowdown in earnings growth is going to pan out to. It's expected to be about 5% earnings growth in Q1 07, which is quite a bit lower than Q4 last year. Financial sector in the past recently has been providing the bulk of fourth quarter earnings growth, and this is going to be the first. This is going to be big. Financial sector is going to be big also this quarter. Other sectors seem to be struggling a little bit. Just a last note is oil prices pushed briefly above $60 a barrel this week, which gave a little bit of concern, but let's see what happens next week. If you have a tip for me, send it to Jaw at jawspeak.com. Jonathan Andrew Walter saying good night.